Oh, my God. At first, life on Pine Street was pretty goddamn good. Everybody drank, smoked pot, took acid, we had a wonderful time. And then came the coffee house. Years old, you should be in a bar, alright? Hell, if you're under 21 years old, you should be in a bar. You shouldn't be in a goddamn coffee house. It wasn't a good coffee house. There's a good coffee house where the low road played tonight. That's a good coffee house. I like that coffee house. This was an evil coffee house. My friend Chaz played at the evil coffee house, and they didn't like it. And he wandered up to the bar, and he said, I want a shot and a beer. And they said, well, we don't serve alcohol here. My friend Ken went, oh! And on his way out, there's this real easy guy with a beret, and he's trying to draw, and Ken knocked his coffee all over his drawing. We must destroy the coffee now. Oh, we must destroy. We gotta destroy the coffee house. We must destroy the coffee house. We must destroy the coffee house. We must destroy the coffee house. We gotta destroy the coffee house. We must destroy the coffee house. Now, let me explain something here. It's not that I have anything against coffee houses, but there are some good ones. I just have something against this coffee house. I like coffee as much as the next guy. Unless, of course, the next guy is Joe, who likes coffee more than I do. But you people have never been to this coffee house. I was walking past one day, and the window was open, and this guy playing guitar, and this guy's talking over the guy playing guitar, and he's telling this woman he's with, he goes, I have to live near the poor people. And I'm thinking, if I reach him and snap his neck, would I go to jail? Nothing against being wired. Hell, my motto is, we are hooked on phonics, cocaine and speed. 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 Coffee house is evil. But all the people from PCA that we've been robbing for the last couple of years, that's where they go. And they get all wired on coffee. It's not like when people are drunk, people are silent. And I can deal with that. But they're all wired on coffee. And they all think they're hardest. They're homeless. And then they all think they're hardest. And then they start talking to each other saying, well, my deepest influence. No. Your deepest influence, asshole, is that you were born a rich white kid in the burbs. Shut your fucking mouth. No, you didn't read the words of Marx. You looked at the fucking pictures, you shithead. I said, if somebody's wearing a beret, making a sketch, and they're in a coffee house, we should be allowed to kill them. And another thing, free that kid, the short kid. The tall kid made fun of him, so he shot the tall kid. Free that kid! For tonight's show, we're going to that short kid's defense. Yeah! Except for the money that I keep. Chime in whenever you feel like it. I do.
Let's go! 90s rich white suburban kids get from the suburbs to the coffee house in the first place?
Well, usually they're pissed off because the BMW's in the shop, so they have to take them all around. They're not cool like me! No! I'm white trash!
Yeah. Thank you. come after me.
Fire!
Bird.
Thank you.
Glenn Ball. Greetings. Thanks to the Patti Smith crew and Tampa Van Beethoven.
Wild impersonation. You're all a bunch of bangers.
Thank you.